do some more Dwelle type always shit with the singing and shit.
I know the hard times bring desperate measures. Whatever love you never gave in to life's pressure. Exchanging your treasure for the papers and niggas' pleasure. Which led to endeavors and intimate moments together. I heard you got a Yuki with the leather. Plus you laced in whatever, got a place of your own. Provided by several niggas who've been waiting a bone. I really wish you used your common sense. Cause life is more than superficial shit like driving whips. The live is dip, grinding hips for all kinds of chips. Since it paid though, it's really ways got your mind flipped and it's getting you. Possessing you, niggas threaten you. I heard you was sniffing and now you flipping bisexual. I recollect on you, down to earth intellectual. To this day, something in my heart just wants to be stressing you. But I never sweat it, never. Just played it back with my thoughts. As you dance, I just watch as a rise talk. Dance.
Silent story, niggas always got.
To dime brothers, never go further than halfway marks as repetition starts to unfold. Behold, as the story begins, she loved another man's pocket, close trends and friends. To her, pretend was a Benz, though dog ass niggas that drove him was hitting more than switches to hold him. High positions, but when dime brothers would tell her, it was irrelevant, cause time was spent on these niggas with sense rather than sense in a sense. That's ignorance turned to bliss, hence as time went on, situations they got intense. She found out the hard way, winners could be big losers by coming back around with black eyes and big ass bruises. Now who is the stronger? I'm guessing neither of them. Cause he's the woman beater and she's the woman who wants him. Flaunts him to the point these conversations connect. Not on a mental level, not with conversations or sex, but with physical threats. Next she started lying for him, loving this nickel nigga till she died for him. The message, dime sisters need to